If that would be the svara, that if you don't finish it off, it's possible, so then how come he doesn't finish it? How could you have somebody else finish it off? He has called somebody else to do the avodah then. And the Tanya learned like this, that the Tanya we learned, call avodah shem kippurim, einam ksheir eselaboy, all the avodah shem kippur is only kosher with him with the Kohen Gadol. So if anyway, it must be that the mount of shkita that he did is kosher. So most likely, come into what the place means to say. Yochel, I would have thought to say, maybe it's possible mid rabbanon. Maybe mid rabbanon it's possible. About him, mid yiraisa, if the Kohen Gadol shechted rave of this two simonim, that's enough. But maybe mid rabbanon it's still possible. The sarkot of the Kohen Gadol, I would have thought to say, ikra psul mid rabbanon, maybe mid rabbanon there's a psul that you have to finish the whole shkita, and it's not enough just to make rave of the shkita. That's why the Gemara there has to bring the now Mishnah in Chumin. The Kachshin, that's why the now Mishnah, the Kachshin, that Roivech would be Yif, Roiv Shnaim of Behema. That's a stack of kosher. So, and there's no psalm, it's not even though it's only B'diyevid, for our Koponim, there's no psalm with Rabban, it's kosher. So it says, the Miyachad, the Afilu psalm with Rabban and Lekor, says, so normally the Marek, and so it's B'diyevid, the Shkit is kosher. So by Yom Kippur, the Chumash, the Kohen Gadol should be like B'diyevit, he can't do more. He has to go run and make this Kabbalah Saddam. So what do we have to finish it off altogether for? So the Lord says, yes, I call upon him mitzvah l'marik. L'chatchila, there is a mitzvah to have a complete shechita. So therefore, l'chatchila, we let somebody else go and finish off the shechita. But that Rashi says, mitzvah l'marik, mishum dam, that's one pshat, because she has to have a Kabbalah Saddam. Then he writes another pshat, b'yuma, mishum revam hadith melech ad rabba. Rezam have two kanim work with the korban atomit. If the korban, that's the klal in Val Mishnah that zay by kotshim and by chulim is this klal of rov of the simin is enough for shkita. The other Gemara says, Omerushim ben Lakish, Mishum Levi Sab, the name of Levi Sab, the old Levi, that he holds Eimel l'shkita el b'seif. So when you do a shkita, even though you start cutting through the neck, you start cutting one simon, then another simon. He holds, when is it called the shechita? At the end, only after you finished both simonim. Rashi says, "Ein shechita kriya shechita." It's not called the shechita. Ela b'seifa. At the end, and the sun sila ma'inaf kamini was called the shechita at the beginning or not. That's what Shlokesh is swara. For Rabbi Yochanan number nine, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Yesh no the shechita mitchil of yatzayif." No, we consider the shechita started at the beginning, and it continues on through the end. Rashi says, Hakol Kriya Shechita. The whole mice, as soon as you start to cut the neck, right away, we'll see exactly when it starts. Could be when you first start to cut a simen, maybe. As soon as you get to at least the beginning of one simen, that's called the beginning of the Shechita. So let's see what the difference is. Omer Rav, Rav says like this, that Hakol Moedim, both of them agree, Hecha Deshochet Simenech Rebbe Kechazim. If a guy shechted one simen, the Simenech of Yisrael sheep, soon everybody agrees that it's possible. Even though Ashlaka said the shechita doesn't start at the end, so maybe since at the end the Jew did it, it's kosher. No, it has to be master near its apostle. Why? Shurei nasa b'maisa treifa b'yaladikachodim. Because the goy shechted the first simon, and we know a goy can't make a maisa shechita. So that first simon now is like a treifa. So before the Jew starts to make the shechita, the behemoth, the earth is already a treifa. See if everybody agrees, even if ain't the shechita, end up safe, that the animal is a treifa. Everybody agrees to this. And now, b'oif, b'oila soif, nami. Oila soif, the oila, you have to make a malik on both simonim. Heichad the molek simonechad lamata. Let's say you made the malik on one simon lamata on the bottom of the mizbeach. The simonechad lamala, the other simon you did on top on the mizbeach, is psula as possible. Shrei osa b'omaisa chate soif, Lamata, because you made a maisa chat to save lamata. Rashi says, the mokim sula. Lamala, you're supposed to actually even make the malika of the other safe on the top half of the mizbeach, on the top part of the, on top of the chuta sikra, halfway around. In chat to save is lamata, Moran's Lachim says. So you made a malika of the first simon of the Eilat Seif Lamata, that everybody must go with puzzle. Because that first simon, it really would have been enough for Chattis. So it's called, you did a Maisa Chattis Seif Lamata, and that's called the Mokam Sura, and everybody agrees that's also puzzle. So Yosef, a Maisa Chattis Seif Lamata, that's enough to puzzle this Eilat Seif. Lo nechlaku, where is the machlekes in? Arakugoyin sheshochat simenecho bachutz. When you have this behemoth, and it's a korban, and you took it outside the mizbeh, outside the yazar, outside the besamigdish, and you shechted one simen. The simenecho bifnim, then you brought the korban back into the besamigdish, and you finish the shita there. Till be nachtumina yichayiv bachutanat. Laman, the yom yeshna l'shita mechiliv yatsayif, according to Rav Yochanan, that says now when you finished off the whole shita, even from the beginning, it was called a shita, mechayiv, yubichayiv, eshkutechutz. The first sim, you shecht it outside, so that yubichayiv. But laman, the yom according to Rosh Lakish, eino l'shita, eino l'shita, the shita first starts at the end, loy mechayiv, then you're not bechayiv. The shita first starts at the end, so the first sim is not called a shita. Even though you did that outside, it's not called the shita chutz. So here will be the machlokes. Oh, malei rabba batimi. Man lo yom yochi. So no, my Rebbe didn't say like this. Oh, mani, who is that? Rabbi Yosef. Yosef didn't say like this. Why? Because he said like this. Heichad eshochet simenechad bachutz. The simenechad bifnim. Nami posel. Everybody would agree also this posel. If you shechted one simen outside, and then you ended off inside, everybody else is posel. So he also bore Meister Chatis Seif Bachutz. In the case we have this Ola Seif. We have the Ola Seif, and you made a Malik on one Simen outside, then you brought it inside, everybody holds it possible, because you already made a Meister Chatis Seif Bachutz. The Nechuk, where the Machlek is, suggests if you made a Shkit on one whole Simen, everybody agrees that you be Chayiv, Ashkut Echutz. Rashi says what? Rashi learns Maliyom Hochi Diyilaboif Im Shochat Simen Echad Roishoin Bachutz Mechayiv Shedare Dekavos Koshev Efnim Bimlikas Chate Seif. Yeah, if you make a Shchita Seif, one of them outside, see the Chayiv, because that's what's fit to be done Befnim, one Malika Malika on one Simen. Ve'achat Zereshah Shoich Reif Kodshim Bachutz Chayiv, also there. So he said also that kids, if you made a shechita on one simen outside, you be chayim by knife also, because you made a ma'aser chatas seif, right? The nechuk who knows where the machlok is, and it could go in sheshochat miyot simon machutz. Not that you shechted one whole simen, you only shecht, you started to shecht one a half of a simen outside. So gomer b'fnim, and you finish off this, even that one simen you finished off in time. That's the machlok is. Since the beginning of the Shkita was outside, that's also called the Ma'aser Shkita. But according to Rosh Lakish, Laman the Yomar, Ein L'Shkita and L'Masev Nosem at the end, Lay Mechayiv, you're not Pichayiv here. Because the end of the Shkita was done inside, so it's not called the Shkut Echutz. So most of the observers ask the question. So Kis is the Machlokish of Yochanan Rosh Lakish. So they ask the question, it says, Kol Hasukim B'Toro, whoever was Isaac in the Paraduma, Midchila V'Yatzeif. Whoever do any work at the beginning of it, till the end of the work of the Paraduma, Mitamim Begadim, he will become Tami, and the Begadim he's wearing, he'll become Tami. Or Paislim Oysa B'Melach Acheres. And any Melach he does, he also passes the Paraduma. That is, the Paislim Melach Acheres says, in this Asku Imo B'Melach Acheres, he does any work with his Paraduma, any other work, Kagrein. Shochat v'chotach imo delas. While you shechting the Torah, you also cut off a pumpkin. That's also you passel the paraduma. So we dash him sukkim the reshavres about kos limud ala porish atem locha v'selos v'shchotosai. Yeah. So Kitzit says, whoever's icing the paraduma becomes tamei, and any other work you do passels the paraduma. Yiru b'psul b'shchotosai. Let's say a psul happened. By the shechita, psul happened to the korban by the shechita. Then we say bein kaidim psula bein liyachem psula ein matamim begodim. Then you're not matamim begodim if the psul happened b'shas the shechita. But the hazor, let's say the hazor, so the psul first came b'shas shemekin the hazor this week of Adam. That depends. Kaidim psula matamim begodim. If you oisek in it before the psul, then you will be matamim begodim. But the lacha psula, once the paraduma became possible, then any matam of the garden, even though Yosef can be as well, you don't become tummy. That's what it says here. So the question is, if you're young, if you tell me, yes, you should have made a chilek by a shchit also. and say just like this, that even Rabot Sul Beshchita, if the behemoth became post, let's say became a treifa, during the Shchita, Kodem Sula, whoever started off the Shchita, is called the beginning of the Shchita. So whoever was Isaac then, is in time of the Godin. But Yachab Sula, once the Paradum became a treifa, became post, ain't in time of the Godin. Like if you tell me as soon as you start the Shchita, it's called Yeshmal Shchita, and Chilav Yatsayf, the Shchita started, so if at that time the Torah was not possible yet, so it's called you being Isaac in the Paraduma, you should become Tamei. So why does it make the Chilav between Shchita also? So my answer is, on my Rava, Niskalkula Shchita Kamet, you're talking about where the Shchita did not end off to be a good Shchita. Where the Shchita itself didn't end up to be a good Shchita, Shani Yosem. Tigloi Muslim afraid la shchiti klau. Like if there's a psul the shchiti, obviously the behemoth became a treifa in between, or something happened in the shchita, so shchita that's not called the shchita. Like when do we say yesh no shchita mechila v'yatzayif? Only the end of doing the whole shchita. Then we say since at the end it's a good shchita, the whole thing is called the shchita. But over here it's not called the shchita. Since the end was not a good shchita, so the whole thing is not called the shchita. Therefore, if a psul happened in the shchita, he met the time of the God and even worked with it at the beginning of the Shechita. So Moses says, Omer Rav Rava says, Ikashka, if I have any question, Hokash, this was bothering me, Hokashali, that Laman Diyame in the Shechita, Lebesef, this man he holds in the Shechita, and at the end, Lifter, should have said a chilek like this, Be'achshay with the Pora, should have made a chilek when you march to the Pora. Kegrain, the Shochta betray God, let's say two people shech the Pora Duma. The God will come with Lematame. We should make it like this. If you have two people, Shech and the Pora, one started the Shechita, one ended the Shechita. So the one that started the Shechita, is he Matama the Godim enough? Should have been enough Kamina. Yeah, Kamal, if you hold Amy the Shechita, so the first one is not Tame. The God of us, the second one, to finish off the Shechita, should be Matama. Why don't you make this Chilak? From Rabbi Yosef, Shrei Gavra Bechad Zvichu Kamra, if you told the two people, make him one Korban, one Zvichu, Baram, we're not talking about this. Do you hear that? We have a Kortini, we learned. That Tizbach Midash in the Pasik, Shmer Yeshnaim Shechtim Zabachacha, the Kotchin, two people should not make one Shechit, they cannot have one half and the other one the other half. Tizbachu Yosadashin, Shle Yechot Shechot Shnei Zabachim. The Yom Rav Kamat is Bachu Ksiv, that's why we dash in it. Harashi's allegation on service, that's why Dashin too can't do it. So therefore we don't put in a case like this. Now, Omla Yabaya, but Lavit Melo, didn't learn on this, that Omla Rav Rachon, Omla Yechnan, to the Rebbe Blazer, Rebbe Shimon Stimtoi, is only according to Rebbe Blazer, Rebbe Shimon Stimtoi. Rashi says, Yesh Mishnah Brais, the Arbe, Shom Rebbe Blazer, Rebbe Shimon, O Regilim Hatanoim, the Sad Rebbe Shimon Blashim Stam, by Stamma de Tizbach, Honam Yom, O Gemara Gomlo, Rebbe Yechim Rabbe, Rebbe Blazer Omro.
Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next Gemara. We'll continue on. Next date. You're holding the bottom Gemara, the Chof test on the base. You're in the last Shiloh, the last Kasha was that Rav asked the question, the man, the Yom holds, Ein Leshchit, Elo Besoif, saying he should have made a chilek by the Poro, by the Echsher with the Poro. If somebody started to make a Shchita, and then somebody else finished it. So the question is the first one Tomei or not? That was the question they asked. So Mora said back in that, no, that's not a question. Rav Yossi answered, what, Trey Gavri, Bechad Zvizu Kamrit, that can't be like with Ashton Post, Tizbechu, you can't have two people shechting one korban. This the Barney Memorial asks, Omele Abaye, Abaye said back, that's not a good teretz. Omele Abaye, Abaye said back, Lavit Molo, didn't we learn on this? Rama Rabba Babachon, Om Rabbi Yechanon, so did we Rabbi Lozab, Rabbi Shimon Stimtoi? It's only Rabbi Lozab Shimon that said this halacha, you can't have two people shechting.